Okay, so so for today we're on page 258. So we started learned a very important halakha yesterday in Tzadikas, as we began Tzadikas, and that is the Machaber said when we talk about concentration, kavana, and davening, page 258. What we refer to is simple meaning of the words. Simple meaning of the words. Ata you, Ado Shem, you're the Adam, right? Simple meaning of the words. So today we got fancy, we got interlinear and linear and all those type of things to make it, to facilitate that. Simple explanation of the words. That's what a person has to bear in mind. And also, a person should think about, the Rama said, before they begin davening, how great the Romamos of Hashem and how minuscule a human being is in comparison to that. And that straightens you up pretty quickly. Then the last thing that the Rama said in Aleph is that you're not allowed to kiss a child in shul, because a person is supposed to solidify in their mind that the only that there's no love like the love of Hashem. And there is a lengthy Mishnah Berurah where the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Shla, who used to cry and about people bring their children to shul. And the Mishnah Berurah says this is talking about little children. Obviously, if they come to chinuch age, you're supposed to bring them to shul. But a very interesting Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says that when you bring Gimel, second white line, that when you bring little children to shul, and they run around and they make noise in shul, and they're mechal and kedushas beis hakneshes, they undo the sanctity of a shul, and also the gam mevabel in das hamispalim, and also messes up other people. It's amazing, you know, people bring kids to shul, and they start screaming, and usually it's in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. Don't realize, you know, all the people who are davening Shemoneh Esrei, I don't know, 50, 60, whatever amount of the 70 amount of people, they caused, unless they're very high madrega, they didn't notice it at all, they messed up those people's kavana, each one of those people. And also, then the Mishnah Berurah says an incredible idea, third wide line, the o gam ki askinu lo yasur mimin hagam hara asher niskanku bialdusam. And also, these children, when they're brought to shul at an early age and they run around, so what are you doing? So the Chofetz Chaim says you're being mechanech them. You're training them that when they get older, they're gonna make noise in shul also. I'm willing to bet this is a statistic truism. I'm sure the Chofetz Chaim doesn't need my that if you ask people who talk in shul, I'm willing to bet it's because when they were little, you know, the parents run around in shul and talk in shul. Huh? So what do you expect? Old habits are hard to change. So those are the talkers in shul. And the Chofetz Chaim says those people go on also when they're older, levasos kedushas beis hakneshes. So again, but the Chofetz Chaim then says again, this time about really little kids, but kids who are older than magil chinuch, you're supposed to bring them to shul and teach them. They're supposed to be in shul. They're supposed to daven. How they're supposed to daven. But again, it's a beautiful Mishnah Berurah. Unfortunately, most people disregard it. Not so much in this shul though. Base back upstairs. You shouldn't daven in a place where there is something that will distract you. The Chofetz Chaim brings down, for example, if you daven in a place where it says a shachar chadash, it could mean like a morning blooming jasmine, you know, something a fragrant, something that's fragrant, what Chofetz Chaim says. So it'd be hard to daven because of the fragrance. You know, whatever the case may be. And also, you shouldn't daven at a time that your kavana will not be great. So, for example, the Chofetz Chaim says, let's say you're angry, or you're fatumled, to use a technical term, or you're pained, God forbid, by something. So you can't. It's hard for you to concentrate. So you shouldn't daven then, because you can't concentrate. But then the Machaber goes on, the Akshav, that now ain't anu nizharim b'chozeh, we're not so careful about this. Right? Imagine if we say, don't daven when you're fatomled. You'll never daven. Right? So the Machaber says that now, imagine the Machaber is saying this, that we're not careful about all this. Because we don't concentrate so well on davening anyways. The Mishnah Berurah points out, despite that caveat, still, as little as we have kavana, it's not to condone not trying to concentrate, but still, if possible, you should still try to daven in a place that is more conducive to davening. This is one of the things that we saw that we saw in the halacha before, that it's best not to daven at home, right? Or in an inn or on the road, right? But even daven at home. Because first of all, besides the fact that you have more kedusha in a shul, even if you daven be a chiddush, but also, you know, the phone rings, somebody, there's family around, so you could daven, but it's not as conducive as being in a shul. Again, besides the kedusha, also it's the aspect of you try to make the place as conducive as possible so that we could, in any way, shape, or form, try to have as much kavan as possible. Okay, we're just going to run through Gimel, but we'll continue it tomorrow. Then in Gimel, the Machaber says, Yispal derech tachnunim, kirash hamevakesh bepesach. A person's supposed to daven in a pleading way. Not that you deserve it, but like a poor person who comes to the door, uvenachas, and in a calm way, not running through davening. Shlotir alav kemase, so it shouldn't look like a burden. Very happy I was, I mean, I wasn't happy I was there, but I was being Menachem Avel somebody recently, and the Avel was talking to somebody, and the person said, you know, you're going to have to get used to davening fast, because if you want to daven for the Omid, you know, most places they, he was saying, in my shul they finish in 30 minutes, maybe 35 minutes, so he turned to me, Rabbi Summers, doesn't take it that long in your shul? I said, no, by us it's 45 minutes. He said, really? Wow! You know? So I said, yeah, we, you know, we don't schlep it. So try not to. But, you know, that's, again, an idea. In other words, you're making a presentation, as we said before, to Hashem. So, and also it shouldn't look like a burden. Kemasam avakesli pater mimeno. It shouldn't look like something that, you know, I've got to get out of here. Got to get out of here. And like this person was saying, this person from another shul was saying, in most chakras minyan especially, that's what, unfortunately, it looks like. I want to thank everybody for coming tonight, getting earlier, not as early as next week, but we appreciate it, even though everybody's very busy, everybody makes an effort to come. Yes, Dr. Pines.